Hello, everyone. This is Ron Amatron. I'd like to welcome you tonight to the BBS radio broadcast of the Creation Lightship. And we're doing healings tonight with everyone. And if you wish to call in about 15 minutes. We'll accept phone calls then. But most of the show will strictly be on healing, so we don't want to interfere with the healing too much with a lot of phone calls. So do call in if you want in about 15 minutes. With the healings, you don't have to have any particular type of belief system. The Lightship will heal anybody who is online. Doesn't matter if you believe in a certain religion or not. Everything is connected to the Lightship and your spirit's there, and you're a natural light being yourself, so they'll work with you. The Lightship has the database of everyone who was created by the light, and this is why their healings are almost instantaneous. So, tonight I have a special guest with me, and her name is Sylvia Joy. And she comes to us with 30 years experience in the holistic health and wellness field. And she's owned and operated natural food restaurants. She's has done and taught holistic living classes, conducted wellness retreats in Hawaii. And she's now a consultant for people transitioning to a healthier lifestyle. So are you there, Sylvia?
I'm here. Thank you very much, Ron.
Okay.
I'm real glad to be back on the air tonight, and I'm excited about what we're going to be talking about tonight. You know, in all my years of working with people to help them achieve wellness in their lives, this is truly one of the most incredible healing opportunities I've ever come across. Today, it seems like in our world, I think most people can agree that health challenges are greater than ever before. We have more stress, more environmental bombardment, you know, from chemicals and toxins that we are exposed to, less nutrition in our food because of soil depletion and overprocessing of foods. And I think so much bombardment of bad news in the media and all those factors can really make people feel like they're out there all alone, kind of hopeless and afraid. And it also seems to make people start looking outside of themselves for answers more and more because they lose touch with themselves and with their connection to the divine source. Ron, it seems to me like people, when they go to the Creation Lightship for healing, they're somehow able to rapidly begin to heal, not just physically, but mentally, spiritually, emotionally, and somehow get connected back up with their higher selves. It's really remarkable to me how this is happening, and I wanted to know if you could tell us how the Lightship is able to do this. How can it have this effect on people so quickly?
Well, since the Lightship has your complete history of who you are, it's much more than what we talk about down here as the Akashic Records. They actually can pull up all of the energy and data from you. When you go up to the Lightship, you have a body scan, and they know everything about you from all of your, say, treatments of different modalities of healing in this lifetime and all the past. So it's just like a gigantic hologram of many, many bodies that make up your physical body. And they look at each one of those and find out where your problems are and from what past life you're experiencing these energies with. And from there, they just do healing work. And what we're dealing with in this lifetime is naturally the thoughts of our ancestors. So we are a creation of their thoughts. And that's where all of our problems are. Everything is past life, whether it be 1 second ago or, you know, 10,000 years ago. Everything is from the past. And the past is what's creating our current reality. And so this is how the Lightship actually works. The light beings know all about you. And they know about your spirit, and they do spirit healings also, but mainly we're dealing with our physical body up on the Lightship. But yes, you are right. They do work with all of our energetic bodies to bring us wellness. And the reason why we don't heal down here, most people are not in their bodies completely. So if you have a lot of information that you probably have gleaned in the past by reading books or going to workshops and lectures, etc. All those people are assuming that this real high spiritual truth of your thoughts control your reality, they're telling you that, and it's true, except they leave out that you're not in your body 100%, and they also don't tell you about the densities of your emotional body preventing the healings, and they don't tell you about having a wounded spirit, that your spirit takes on the identity of you. And so this is why you don't heal. There's a lot of energetic bodies that are in the way of your healing. So you have to clear those up before you can actually have a healing from the divine. And this is why some people don't heal. They ask and request healings all the time, but they don't allow themselves the work on themselves to eliminate these extra energies or baggages out of their life. This is why I do the emotional clearings out here for people.
Oh, that's great. That's really interesting. And you mentioned about how everything is based on the past, and that kind of leads to the subject of reincarnation, which I think is one that's on a lot of people's minds. I know many of us feel that we've been stuck here on the earthly plane for a very long time, and that it's somehow our lot in life to just keep trying over and over again to learn our karmic lessons, maybe fulfill contracts that we've made, or we're just hoping to become evolved enough spiritually to move on. But then I was reading on your website at creationlightship.com that reincarnation was never part of the divine plan for us and is actually a trap put in place by the dark agenda. Can you talk to us about how the Creation Lightship can help to free us from this seemingly endless cycle of birth and death and reincarnation, and how we can get unstuck from Earth?
Yes. Since the light ship just came here about 2 years ago, if anybody were to pass on in that time frame, you're automatically released from the dark side's hold on you down here. Now, the dark side was not created by the light. In the Bible, they talk about the dark side, the fallen angels, etc., but that is not actually true. There's energies that are there for reflection of the dark and the light. But the dark side is typically soulless beings that are off-planet here in a whole different universe, and these energies were not created by the light. But the dark side can mimic the light. The dark side can do wonderful healings with people. They can bring money to you, and it just depends how you tap into these energies, but they're all around us, okay? And this dark energy, since it has no soul, these beings that were created, they like to use us, and they use our emotional energy. When we're very happy, we emit energy from ourselves. When we're sad, we emit energy, and this is their food source. So we are transmitting these energies outside of ourselves in our thoughts, and this is how the dark side is actually living. So they love us, and they like to cause us to get angry, get upset, because this is their way that they can get their charge of energy from us. And it's just kind of sad, because most people are not in their body enough to be responsible to go within to get your guidance. I talk to a lot of people, and I'll ask them a question, or what do they think of something on a spiritual level, and you can see them looking inside of their mind, and that's not where you get your guidance. You need to go into your heart center. This is why on my programs that I do here for healing, I'll first clear entities away from you, then I'll drop you right into your heart center so that you can get your guidance. This is where you need to be all the time in your life. And oddly enough, I've been to many metaphysical churches, and watching people, the minister will say, okay, we're now going to do a prayer to, you know, for whatever, you know, maybe have a meditation or sit still and be quiet and do your prayer work. And as you watch the people doing their prayers, all of a sudden you see this energy cord leave them. It doesn't go to one place. They're assuming that it's going to what they call as God, okay? And God is just a conception, a thought that the dark side put here in all of our religious teachings about maybe this male being. Some go off and talk about the universe, but typically there's so much duality involved with this energy of the word God. If you look at it maybe with numerology, you have the word God. Now, if you add those numbers up, then you reverse it and you talk about the word, you know, dog, D-O-G, and then D-O-G and G-O-D, it's the same number with numerology. And so it's just a way of kind of switching things around, and actually a dog is man's best friend. So, and then you can also use the word lived, and its backwards spelling would be devil. So that's another interesting thing. But basically, the divine, the creation lightship that created everything, there's no hierarchy on this at all. The lightship comes here every 2,000 years to check on its creations, to get rid of the darkness that's here. This is how it's able to do the energy shifting. And the whole universe stops in a blink of an eye, and then all the different planets, whatever that would be, all the life forms are at free choice to move on to their next experience. So it's just like graduating, you know, from maybe 7th grade to 8th grade, etc. And you can skip around if you want. You could probably go to a higher consciousness if you need to, but that's up to you. But the reincarnation process throughout the religious teachings is, number one, that you're never good enough. You know, if you go outside tomorrow and you step on an ant right away, you killed something, and so now you have to make amends in your next lifetime for this poor ant. And, you know, it's just, it's very, very sad, but they had to give us a way to keep us here. And so the main philosophy is, you know, if you're not good enough in this lifetime, you're going to reincarnate into the next one. And then, unfortunately, you know, you don't have any knowledge of the past life that you were in to make your amends. And so all of a sudden you have all these energies coming to you that you're trying to release out of yourself, thinking that you're not a good person. And it just goes on forever and forever and forever. So this is the way they can hold you here. And what they have done, like I've said in the past, they took the Old Testament, the dark side. I'm not saying that the Old Testament is bad, but they put into it, into the sacred book and teachings, their own agenda. And their own agenda is what they can use, and through their decoding system, for their next mission here on Earth. So it doesn't take much of a brain to look at it and say, well, gee, you know, here we can take this Bible code, go through a computer program and get these different dates and times, and we type in somebody's name. And that's really wonderful using hindsight. But if you just, you know, reverse that process, you can say, wow, if we knew what would be happening in our future, then maybe we could change something. But we don't do that quite yet. Maybe we will be. But basically, the light only works in the now. The light has no script, because everything is free will. Everything is free will of consciousness and creativity. And so the light ship and the source energy does not dictate to you how to live your life. They just want you to be connected to this energy. And your connection is in your heart center through your spirit.
Well, that's very interesting. That's certainly different than a lot of times what we're taught. And you know, I noticed that on your website also you've got this healing procedure, which is called the Master 1 through 4 set, I believe. And it has four steps listed, and one of them especially seems to have to do with this whole process of freeing us from this cycle of reincarnation. And I thought maybe you could talk a little bit about those four steps, because they're so fascinating.
Sure, yes. So what basically happens here is that for whatever reason, you choose to come to the earth plane. And so you come here, and you come here with half of your energy, because you have a twin flame energy. Upon your initial creation, you were one energy, and that split in half. And The reason why you split in half is so that the other part of you could reflect back to yourself maybe what you experienced out there in the universe. So now you have somebody to talk to. And typically, your twin flame energy, if you're a male, would be female, and if you're a female, it would be male. This is how it would appear to you, okay? And so what happens is you left your twin flame energy, and you also left your home base. Now, the home base energy is where you went to after you were created from the source energy. So when the creation light ship created you, then you left. Okay, now that gives you a certain frequency, a universal timing frequency. And every spirit, and I use the word spirit in place of soul, so every spirit that was created at the exact same time has this resonance to it. And so down here on the earth plane, you may find somebody who was created at the same time that you were, and you may feel this kinship, and you may think that they're a soulmate to you, okay?
Ah.
Okay? So that's just one frequency, okay? But basically, the home base is everybody who was created at the same time. This is your true spiritual family, because you have the same vibrational frequency that you can resonate to. And so now what you do is you, each one of you, divide in half for your own reflection, and you go out to experience life throughout the universe, and you're a creative being, and you pick the life form that you choose to go into. And if that life form lives for, say, 10,000 years, you're going to probably be in that life form for 10,000 years. Then the life form will die, we'll say, and then you go back to your home base, and if your twin flame energy is there, then you're going to share with it what you experienced. And you also share your experience with the other spirits that are there that were created the same time that you were. So what happened was you decided to come to the earth here. So you got your bus ticket, we'll call it, and you got your little backpack on, and you brought with you the spiritual knowledge that you thought you would need to come here. And the trade-off that you have to be in a body is to help the body heal, because the body sure needs to have physical healing. It's not spiritual lessons that you're learning here. Remember, you're already full and complete. There's nothing for you to understand because your spirit knows everything, because it's part of the divine. You are the divine in spirit, okay?
Oh.
Okay, so what happens is you come here, and somehow you find out that you can't leave. And so in your indoctrination process, after you arrive here, they sort you out, we'll say, and you get with a group of people that came here at the same time with the same resonance as you and maybe the same experiences that you may want to experience, okay? So you go into like an orientation room and you say, I want to have a body maybe that's going to be a doctor for my first incarnation. I want to become a doctor. Or I want to become maybe, a plumber, or I want to become a baker, you know? And so you pick a body with that. So anyway, you're in your soul family now and you come into a body. Well, then in the process, you start learning about spirituality as it is taught here on the earth plane. You still have your divine connection. That never leaves you. But it starts to get frayed, and you start losing your spiritual identity of who you used to be because of the indoctrination here. Remember, your spirit takes on and mimics you in your consciousness. And so now you read about reincarnation. You go, wow, I have to come back in my next lifetime because I made a mistake in this lifetime. And maybe after 10 or 20 lifetimes, you start losing a little bit of that spark that you used to have, that sharpness, knowing that you don't have to do this stuff. But everybody in your soul family now agrees to it, because that's who you talk to, all these like-minded souls. And you live your life patterns through these people and with these people, and then they set up spiritual contracts to you. And the biggest cop-out that I hear people talk about, they'll say, you know, I'm supposed to be doing this in this lifetime because this is what my spiritual contract is here. Well, what happens is that you get set up with these things. And so your spirit sets the physical body up. Maybe they have a broken arm because somebody in your soul family just can't do that. But you had one 25 years ago, and you could handle the pain, and you know what it's like, and you're well-versed with maybe writing with your left hand in place of your right. And so that experience needed to be shared to this other person in your soul family, the other spirit, and so you end up sabotaging your body to have this process happen as a soul contract. And maybe your body had a problem too. That could be another possibility with blocked energy in the arm. But what happens is you're set up to do things against your own conscious free will here, thinking that it's some kind of spiritual lesson. Does that make sense to you, Sylvia?
Yeah, that's incredible. And this Master 1 through 4 set can actually relieve you or free you from those limiting ideas and contracts and that whole ball of wax?
Yes, that's correct. So what the first clearing that I do, when I charge $150, and you have four clearings for that price, the first one that I disconnect you from, this is what the light ship is doing, is there's 13 planets that are controlling us, okay?
Okay.
Cannot be the physical planets that we see here, but there are 13 energies that put out negative cords to our body organs, to suck our energy.
Like planetary parasites or something?
Yeah, that's a good way of stating it, yes. Uh-huh. And this is the dark side's energy. And remember, they need you to live. Okay, I think we have a caller.
Okay.
Yes, hello, who's here? Hello, caller. Well, we'll just keep going then.
Okay.
Okay, so I disconnect everyone from those 13 energies. And a lot of times I've had people say that they got like twice the energy back into their body.
Caller, I apologize for this. He is on the air with you.
Okay.
Caller?
Yes, caller.
What do we do about the dark side energies?
What do we do about it?
Yeah.
Well, you have to shed yourself from them.
How so?
Raise your vibration, get into your body. This is the whole teaching that I have, is to get into your body and go inward. You need to get rid of the entities that are around you, that are attached to you, that work in your consciousness, and get 100% on your body, where you can have your spiritual power over again.
Can you bilocate?
So that's my whole teaching, is to do that.
Do you know how to bilocate?
I also do other healings to help you along that way to shed the energy is preventing you from doing this.
Do you know how to bilocate?
I bilocate to the ship, yes. Uh-huh.
Oh, can you bilocate?
They're right now.
Bilocate to my house.
Well, anyway, we'll keep going here. So the second energy is that I connect you back to your home base energy. And your home base energy, like I said, is where you come from for each incarnation. But most people have been here for maybe at least 10 to probably 40,000 years or so. So you kind of lost your spiritual identity to your home base. So right away, most people are kind of yearning for this connection, and they have an emptiness inside of them because they lost their main spiritual contact, all their spiritual friends from the other side, okay?
Uh-huh.
So that's the second clearing. So I run this beautiful energy connection to you, and then you can go back and forth in your consciousness to your home-based energy. The third set is when I connect you up to your twin flame energy. Now, your twin flame will be somewhere out there in the universe, and this is your other half. And when you're connected to your twin flame, you no longer feel that yearning of loneliness that you have inside of yourself. And along with the home-based energy, right away you feel full. You feel like you're plugged in over again, because you actually are. Otherwise,
well, we all need that.
Yeah. Another, what normally people do is they keep searching and searching and searching, but they can never get satisfied. They may get a hit on something, buy something, and they feel good maybe for a day or a week or a month, and then all of a sudden they're back to searching again.
Right.
And you're looking for your true identity of who you are. You're looking for that spiritual loss. And then the last part of the clearing, number four, is I disconnect you, the light shift does this, from your soul family that you came into here to get all the dogma of why you have to be here, which is all mainly a bunch of lies because, like I said earlier, you said, what happens is you're at free choice to go anywhere you choose to go to in the universe, and you're only there for one incarnation. It's your choice if you choose to come back again. Well, here you can never leave. And I really enjoy citing the song by the Eagles, Hotel California. And one of the phrases there is something like the doorman says, for program to receive. You can check out any time you like, but you can never leave.
Right.
Okay, and that's the truth here.
Yeah, what it feels like.
Yeah, and so your cell family, you graduate from that. You get disconnected from all these courtings, from the people that you've had all these lifetimes with. You're in a graduation process, and you're out of there. And I disconnect you from all of your thoughts, bring those to you. Because, see, you have to leave here with a clean slate. You can't have any thought form or any energies left here because you have to come back then. And then I connect you to your higher aspects of you that are outside this planetary system. So you come and mingle with 1% of who you are, but the other 99% is outside.
Oh, really?
And then you're plugged into your true spiritual self, yeah.
So this is how we get connected more fully with our higher selves or our true spiritual selves.
Yes. And
Wonderful. So
this is what the best thing that I can do for you, but you have to have your emotional clearing done first because your twin flame energy will never come to you with emotional baggage, you know, because it needs to integrate with you, just much like your spirit does. So the first clearing that you need is to have your emotional clearing done, and maybe even your feeling body. And then at that point, you're able to integrate the other half of you. Because remember, your spirit will not and cannot come into lower density. It's only love energy. It doesn't come into trauma, which is why you don't heal.
Oh, and this is why, as you were saying earlier, that we aren't in our bodies and can't heal them because there's too much density?
Yes, that's correct. And so you have to release the density in order to have your spirit integrate with your body, which is what it initially was when you were born. It was fully with you. But then as you go through the school of hard knocks here, then at that point you have problems.
Well, I think that's a pretty good name for it, school of hard knocks.
Yep, and so, you know, this is the whole process, is to get into your body. And, you know, that's like what Jesus basically said, you have to be like a child to enter into the kingdom. Well, that means no judgment, to become innocent. And remember, our judgments that we have, any kind of judgment is not a divine thought. Discernment would be, in a sense, okay, but a judgment means that you're questioning the divine. And I'll kind of go into that just slightly here. Let's say that you're in the third grade and you're making a picture. You know, you have some crayons and you're coloring this beautiful picture of a flower and you make a mistake on it. It doesn't look quite right to you. And then the teacher comes over and says, oh, man, that looks horrible. Well, you may have thought it looked pretty good, or maybe you didn't even like it at all, so you threw it away. Well, at that point, that's a judgment. The divine thought it was perfect. It's your expression, a manifestation of where you are at that time, and it was like a beautiful picture. But you judged it. So you're judging the divine. And the divine doesn't judge. And so to go one step further, what happened would be with that teacher telling you that wasn't a very good picture. At that point, you know, being at a young age, maybe 8 or 9,
hello?
You then would that what you were doing was
hello,
not
Ron?
Proper. And you might lose your talent. Yes, hello, caller.
Hi, my name is Teresa.
Hi, Teresa.
This is my first time listening to you, but I heard you on, you called into James Gillian show?
Yes, uh-huh.
Yeah, just earlier, and you did the light thing for intestinal problems, and you told everybody to listen who was listening if they had problems. Well, I did, and I noticed a change. So thank you for that. That was very interesting, and then I listened to your show. This is the first time I've ever listened to you. And during the life healing, I could feel, it felt almost like there was a pulling on the crown of my head. It was a pulling sensation.
Okay.
All right. And then it felt like it was, later it felt like it was coming back into my head. It was very interesting. Anyway, I wanted to ask you, too. Everybody talks about that you need to raise your frequency. And what I need is some specific instruction. How do I do that?
Okay, your frequency is raised by you eliminating your baggage from your body, number one.
Uh-huh.
Your spirit has all your information. Okay, your spirit is the divine in you.
Okay.
And your spirit is directly connected to the source energy. And so what people are doing is they're going out, and there's nothing wrong with this, but they're going outside of themselves to get information about how to do different things. But just connect to yourself and get rid of your baggage, because your spirit has to integrate more fully into you. And when you go to the light ship is attuning you in your genetic coding, your cellular structure, to what we would call here eighth-dimensional reality. The Earth spirit is going to be leaving the Earth, the physical Earth. There's already a brand new Earth that it created, okay? So after this universal shift, it will be going to eighth-dimensional reality. And the light ship, since you're dealing with the light ship and the Earth spirit, which is why the light ship is here, to help the Earth spirit in the ascension process, okay? The Earth spirit is allowing you the free choice, if you choose to go with it on its journey to eighth-dimensional reality. And this is what the light ship is doing. Now, just switching gears here, so if you don't have these attunements by the light ship, and a lot of people in the past have had their DNA, we'll say, activated, it's been like a buzzword for the last probably maybe 5 years or so,
right,
in the metaphysical communities. These healings are done by what I call the Galactic Federation. And it's not the light ship. The Galactic Federation is our spiritual hierarchy here. These are the off-planet, I'll use the word, aliens, ETs, third dimension, fourth dimension, okay. This is where you see the sightings with the UFOs, okay. They're all under the Galactic Federation's umbrella, okay. And so what they're doing is doing alignments and attunements for the Earth itself, okay. And what will more than likely happen is when this transition happens, when the shift happens, this universal shift, the Earth will take on a new spirit, a new walk-in spirit, just like we have here with people. People go through a near-death experience, and then they have a walk-in because they don't want to terminate the physical body, okay? And the physical body will still live after a near-death experience, but they have a different spirit in them. And this is what the Earth is going to go through.
Oh, okay.
So I guess to answer your question, you need to release the densities out of you. And then at that point, your spirit can help you in this process. And this is a gift for your body, okay? If you don't do anything at all and you're just a regular person and, you know, maybe you're tied up with, like, I've heard mentions of this on James's show about people hoarding money or not caring about other people, et cetera, okay? Or you're over in the Middle East and you have all this judgment toward another race of people, okay?
Right.
Well, those people, when the shift happens, what will happen is the body and the whole universe will just be nothing. It'll be wiped out completely, okay, in a blink of an eye. And then it'll be reformed over again. It'll be dematerialized and get reformed. Now, if the physical body cannot go through the transition to go to a different frequency, then the body just won't be materialized over again. It's no big deal, okay? And then your spirit will be at choice again to reincarnate wherever it chooses to reincarnate to. But the gift is to take your body with you now with full consciousness. And you know, what I tell people is that since the Earth did not go through a shift, you know, 2,000 years ago when Jesus was here teaching his ascension from the light ship, what happened was we now have in our bodies 4,000 years of density. And it's much harder to have healings now than what it was when Jesus walked the earth. And when Jesus walked the earth, it was still difficult with the dark side here. Remember, he said two things on the cross, which we'll just assume that is correct, okay, in the translation. One was when he was talking to the Galactic Federation, which is what his overseers were. Here he came from the light ship, and he checked into the Galactic Federation for his spiritual help and guidance, okay? And they're supposed to protect him and help him for his mission here. So on the cross, he said something like Father, or whatever that word would be, why did you forsake me? Okay? So right away, he's telling the Olympic Federation, hey, man, you guys screwed me over. I wasn't supposed to die on this cross here. I'm supposed to be teaching ascension for these people to move on at the end of the 2,000-year cycle. Okay? And the next thing, which is very important, what he said is, give them, for they do not know what they do. So what does that mean? That means mind control, off-planet, mind control, the dark side, sending frequencies to us. Remember, they're very advanced, okay? But we're just down here in 3D, you know? And, you know, they could be, you know, across the whole universe, in their own universe, projecting energy to us here. I'm not talking about governmental stuff at all. I'm talking about off-planet stuff, okay? I never get involved with the government energies here. I'm talking about off-planet, alien, dark side, mind control, okay? Because remember, we're on their food chain. We are their food chain. And so they're giving us mind control here so we can't ascend, so that we don't understand the spirituality of who we are, okay? And then also you have entities here. And so that's what he meant by that. Because entities come into you and sidetrack you. They're in here taking away your spiritual energy, your consciousness. Everybody who's on this call knows that even within a week's time, you plan to do something one day, and you go, oh, I'm going to go so-and-so in 2 days from now. The 2 days come up, and you forget about it. But the next day, you remember, oh, why didn't I do that? Well, that's the mind control. And so it's very, very strong right now. And like they say, it always gets worse before it gets better. But the light ship now is working on this dark energy, because the light ship has to regain all of its spiritual integrity back. And so it's working with the Galactic Federation to put it back into balance as much as it can do. If not, it'll just take it over completely and bring light in 100%, because it has to do this. This universal shift is already in place and it's moving. This is why people talk about a higher consciousness, that they feel more in tune right now than they have in the past. So it's like being on a conveyor belt, or like watching a big wave in the ocean coming. It's going to come here. Nothing you can do to stop it. And so the light ship is here to regain and take back all of its creations that it created in the light. And I hope this kind of answered your question a little bit here.
Well, you gave me a lot of information.
Yeah.
Well, Teresa, I think if you stay tuned also to tonight's show, in just a couple of minutes, we're going to actually do, Ron's going to do a ship healing, and you can experience more of what, you know, you had a little bit of earlier tonight.
The one thing I would like to ask, though, is if we have to connect, in connecting with the ship, is that something we can do on our own, you know, just with our consciousness, is just bring in the thought that we want to connect with the ship and bring that healing in and lighten up that density?
Unfortunately not. That's why Jesus only was here doing this mission.
Okay.
Because it takes, I came from the light ship. This is my first incarnation in 3,000 years here.
Okay.
And so I somehow have whatever the special codes are, the light energy, to travel to the light ship to help people in their healing process.
I see. Okay.
So what happens is, after you had your healing, you do have a cocoon energy from the light ship that stays with you for 5 days for additional healing.
Okay. All right. Well, then I'm going to listen to you more often, and I'm going to see how this works for me.
Okay. Wonderful.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
So we'll just start to do some healing now. So we'll run over a little bit in this show here. I asked Don if we can go over slightly, and it looks like we needed that to do these healings here. So thank you, Don, for allowing us this extra time. So what we're going to do now is entity work first. And what I will say, I'm having a special conference call if you'd like to get on it, and you might want to get a pencil and paper here and write this number down. It'll be this coming Tuesday. That's on my conference call line. And you can ask all the questions that you like in regards to the creation light ship, how it works, just anything that you'd like to know about what I'm doing, my different sessions. So the phone number that you'd call on is 646-519-5800. 646-519-5800. and they'll ask you for a PIN number, and that's 5303 in the pound sign, 5303 pound. That'll be this Tuesday at 5:30 Pacific Standard Time. So just come on, and you can ask different questions if you like. Okay, so we're going to first do some entity clearing. Remember, like I said, you have to be in your body. When you go to the light ship, your spirit is with you, and you want to have your spirit with you continuously anyway throughout your life. So what's preventing that is entities. So like I tell people, most people are 20% in their bodies, and since your body is a host for spirits or energies, entities come into you, and they can make up the other 80%. So another way of looking at it is you're only home 20% of the time. And if you look at that aspect, you may wonder or understand why your life doesn't work the way you'd like it to. When you're in your body, you start dealing with the situations that you created, but then when your spirit leaves you, then entities come in and create more of these situations for you. And then you wonder why that happened to you when your spirit comes back in again. And if you understand that completely, you understand why the people around you in your life behave the way they do. You talk to them, and all of a sudden they're not there. And you're talking to somebody else with their same name. Remember that you won't be able to detect the difference if it's an entity or a spirit in their body, unless they're really, really bad off. Then their eyes become locked over. So what's going to happen is right now we're releasing entities here. This will give you a much better chance for feeling on the creation light ship. They do not work with this emotional energy on the light ship. They may work 1% with it, but typically it stays here on this planet. So when you go up there, you have your perfect healing, and they do that for you. And then you come back down here, and your baggage that you're carrying, emotional energies, etc., entities, attach back to you again, and they can pull your healing out of whack. So if you had a knee problem, for instance, and you have 10,000 entities attached to your knee because they're resonating with your knee pain, or maybe they had a broken kneecap or something, well, on the light ship, you're not there with these entities. They heal you, and you come back here again, and all of a sudden all these entities just start sucking all this healing energy away from you, and you have no energy left in your body to heal. And then all of a sudden you go, gee, you know, my leg does feel a little bit better, but it's not healed completely. That's because the entities are taking your energy. So now we're going to bring more of you to yourself, so just kind of sit back. And like I said, there's nothing for you to do. You don't have to have any belief system at all in anything. Just know that you showed up for a healing because your spirit is already connected to the divine. Okay? So I'm going to count to 10, and more of your spirit energy, your little spirit fragments that left from pain and trauma and fear, judgment, etc., are going to come back to you now. They're healed, and they're going to reunite with you in your body to do their job to protect your body and to help heal you. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Do some more clearing here. And again, just kind of sit back and relax. As your spirit enters your body more, you become a little heavier typically. When you're out of your body, you're very light. When you're in your body, you might feel more heavy because you're going into densities. And this is the way our consciousness works down here. Okay? Bringing more of you to you. And your eyes may get brighter, too. If you have a mirror in front of you or you have somebody in the room, just have look at one of your friends in the room, and you may see their eyes getting brighter. Some people even project white light out of their eyes. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And do some more entity work here. Okay. And here we go. Bringing more of you to yourself. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And one more time here. Some more clearing. Entities can be attached to you on the outside of your body, and they can also be inside of your body, and they can also be in your thoughts. Here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Do some more clearing here one more time. And like I said, remember, you want to go to your heart for your spiritual guidance. You never want to go to your head. Because there could be an entity there talking to you. Here we go. One more time. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, we're going to do a drop now in your consciousness. We're going to take your consciousness, your thinking, your thoughts, and drop you down into your heart center. This is where you want to live. This is where your spirit is to connect with you. So visualize, if you like, an elevator. And number 10 is, 10th floor is your consciousness, your thinking. You can think of it as your brain, your thought forms. And your heart is the first floor, number 1. The lightship's going to help you with this right now. So we're going to drop down, and you're going to feel like your head's actually in your heart, your thinking ability, your awakening consciousness. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. There. So I'll let you settle in there and just kind of sit back and relax for about a minute and get your spiritual guidance. Talk to your own spirit. And I'll let you have just some quiet time here, and I'll be back in about a minute. Okay, so you should have that nice connection now. And what I'd like you to do is to go to your computer screen, your monitor, and you know, connect onto my show. Click onto Creation Lightship Healings. And then scroll down past a little flower that's kind of blinking. And you're going to see this beautiful light beam there. And if you can right now, go get a glass of water. We'll give you about a minute to do this, and I'll just continue talking. And we'll have this light beam from the Creation Lightship. This is her photograph that was seen, and a lady drew this. A beautiful young lady drew this beautiful photograph of this light beam that she physically saw in the Creation Lightship. I do have seers who can see up there. And we're going to bring in the essence of this light beam into this photograph. And she's going to charge the water for you. This will have special codes in it. It'll have light codes, light energy. Remember, the lightship only works in the language of light. And these codes will help you to integrate more of yourself, more of your spirit into your body. It can help you for detoxification. It does many, many things. And the lightship will monitor you and give you what you need in this glass of water. And you may even want to journal on a piece of paper, so get a piece of paper and a pencil, and kind of write down what you're experiencing during the show tonight. It can be very beneficial for you after the show just to see the progress that you've made with yourself and how you feel.
Ron, can I mention something about that?
Oh, yes, go ahead.
I've noticed I started to journal my healing sessions with the ship and for days afterwards as well, not just what happens in the session, but the changes that I go through in the following days. And I found it to be really helpful
to just kind of keep track of all the changes and things that are happening and all the different results and things. And I think that it's important to, you know, kind of be gentle with ourselves about this process and allow the healing to happen. Like you were mentioning earlier, you know, the healing is perfect on the ship, but then we come back here into our densities and so forth. And it seems like sometimes it takes a few days for the body to kind of process the healing. Maybe we process it more when we're asleep and our body's able to get the rest it needs and then process the rest of the healing. So I think it's important not to think like, oh, I don't have that instant feeling of completely healed here when I'm back in, you know, in my body on Earth, therefore it didn't work. Well, you have to give yourself the chance to let that process happen. And for me, doing, you know, the journal kind of makes me aware of all the goodness that's going on.
Oh, yeah, that's wonderful about studying that. Yeah, because see, you have to understand that you have had a healing. And if you don't feel a result right now, it may not be that you're not feeling it, just that it hasn't appeared yet to you. And maybe some of your baggage that you're carrying is in the way. But the healings do work on the light ship. And so then you could also journal to yourself and find out why you never got the results that you anticipated. Or maybe you got a 10% healing and you expected to have 100%. So the light ship does the healings, but it's up to you to acknowledge them and to put your trust and faith that you are going to be healed. So that's a very important thing to know that. And never think that you're not healed, because they are working with you. And this is why I have the cocoon energy with you after the ship sessions for 5 days. So if you've got a 10% healing, then you keep asking the cocoon energy afterwards to give you more of a healing. Remember that light only works in the now. And so when you ask once, it'll do one healing. And then from there, you can ask again and get the second healing and the third healing. And maybe it might take 100 types of healings on you, because you have to shift your consciousness. And so this is why it's so nice to hear testimonials from people, because it gives them permission to know that something is actually happening. But never think that nothing's happened to you, because you are having a healing. Maybe there's another layer that has to be released from you that you know nothing about, of the density that you're carrying. Remember, you're dealing with the thoughts of your ancestors. And like I said earlier, each time you have incarnated here, you know nothing about the past. And, you know, you could be dealing with a situation that happened, you know, 10,000 years ago that popped up in this lifetime right now for your body to heal. And your body chooses what it wants to work on. And so until you can find the root cause of that, you know, you may not have the healing. But the emotional clearings and the clearings that I do down here, I do a sensory clearing, which is a past life clearing to help you with this. And then I do the emotional clearing in this lifetime, which eliminates your baggage from this lifetime to free you up. So all these clearings are definitely helpful for your healing process. And then I have people on the ship who, in a 10-minute session, they have a miracle healing. They're just probably ready for it, and it's just wonderful. But the main thing is, know that you are getting the healing on the light ship, but the densities down here, with the negativity that you've experienced here, the dark side's programming that was not created by the light is preventing you from having your wellness. So we're going to now, if you should, I'll have your glass of water in front of you, and hopefully you have the light beam on your monitor screen. If you don't have it there, just go to my show. You can go to either to Wednesday or Saturday and click on Creation Lightship, then just scroll down a little ways, and you see this beautiful light beam with the rays coming off of her forehead, and she's now going to energize this picture of her, and she will be charging the water for you. So put the water glass, and it could be even a gallon of water, whatever you choose to have, in front of you, and put one hand on each side of this water container. And I'm going to charge her up right now. This will take about a half a minute, and then she'll start to charge the water glass for you. So just kind of watch this photo. and you're going to watch her change now. She'll become more lifelike, more three-dimensional. Right now on my monitor, her face is coming forward on the picture. The rays around her head are becoming more, just more brilliant. I see a couple more colors coming on it, more vibrant. I'm starting to see her smile. She's coming to life. Her facial features are changing slightly. And I see this intense white light coming out of her eyes. And what are you seeing, Sylvia?
Well, I see a lot more vibrancy to the rainbow of light that's forming around her. And I feel just a very compassionate, loving feeling that's coming from her as well.
Okay, now she's going to be blessing your whole household. So the room that you're in and everywhere in your house, you'll put in this beautiful vibration of love into your house right now. Okay, and she's saying she needs about another 15 more seconds to fully energize her photo for you. Okay, and just kind of, okay, so put one hand on each side of your container of water. And this will take about a minute. And I'll just play some music here for you. And she'll be energizing the water. You probably feel your hands tingle and buzz, possibly. They may get warm. But you will definitely feel, if you're a feeler, energy going into you, through your hands, into the water. Feeling pretty good to me right now. So just take the water container now and just take a little sip of water out of it. And I'm going to do mine right now. And my water always feels real silky. Goes down very easily. Very, very smooth. And how's yours, Sylvia?
Yeah, mine's the same. It's very smooth. It seems to kind of just really quench my thirst in a way that it doesn't before it's charged.
It's interesting. Myself, my body wants to drink a whole bunch of this water. Can't get enough of it.
Yeah, I didn't. Before, I kind of had to force myself to drink my water. You know, they say 8 glasses a day. And I, you know, line them all up, and I try to get through them. But then the first time I had a gallon of this water activated, I drank the whole gallon, and I wanted more.
Yeah. Okay, so we're now going to go to the Creation Light Ship for healing. So just sit back and relax. There's nothing for you to do. And this part of the show will not work on the archives. Everything up to this point will. And they don't want anybody attempting to go to the light ship because there's still the darkness here. They want you to become abducted by some negative UFO, third-dimensional, fourth-dimensional ship by your ego wanting to go to the light ship. So just sit back now and relax. And you're going to feel this beautiful, loving energy around your body. And you're going to be transported up out of time. Remember, you're going to still be here physically, and you're going to be on the light ship physically also. And I do have a lot of people who can see on the ship. They see the light beams. They talk with them, use mental telepathy or even physical talking like we're doing right now. You're walking there. And it's just a wonderful sensation. If you don't see, you may be able to feel the energies. And if you don't feel anything at all or see anything, it is working anyway. Like I said, there's no belief system that you need to have here for these healings to work. So right now they're placing around you this beautiful cocoon of energy, the white light tunnel. And if you have any animals or pets you would like to take along, there's a special animal healing light ship for them, and they will go to that for their healing. Just think of them in your consciousness right now. Okay, we're going up right now, and now we're there. It's quite amazing. If you're a seer, you're going to be able to see the room that we're in. This is a transporter room. And this room is where they're finding out what type of life form we are, what type of sentient being we are. So they're scanning our DNA, scanning our bodies, see what kind of modalities we have that are imperfections, seeing our different types of healings that we had in the past. Remember, they know all about you. They know about all your lifetimes of your body, including this lifetime, and what you're dealing with. And right now, your animals and pets are leaving you, going to the animal light ship for healing. And now we're going into another room. This is the orientation room. And you're at free choice to select the doctor teams that are going to be working with you this evening. Now, this is their first incarnation for these doctor teams. They were created to become, we'll use the word doctors down here, just for our terminology. They have not left the light ship at all. They were created and they're there. The next incarnation is going to be where they're going to become doctors. And they are taking on their 3D appearances to us. So there's whales and dolphins there. There's orbs. There's crystals. There's tuning forks. There's beings that look like us. Some have different types of body structures. There's short ones, like 2.5, 3 foot high, and they go up to maybe 15 feet. There's flowers, there's bees, there's all different types of energies that are here to help us do healings. And we're at free choice to select the teams. Most of the teams are typically a male energy, and they're in groups of three. So we've already selected our teams. Remember, we're out of time, and their time is different than our time. And right now we're going down a very long hallway. We're walking, being escorted by these beautiful light beams. On the left side are the windows to the light ship. You can look out into the universe. It's very, very beautiful. You can see other hovering light ships there that come to the light ship for special training and healings. On the right side are windows to the light ship. Are doors to the light ship. There are windows there, too, for the doctor offices. The doors and windows can appear automatically. There's plants. There's different types of writings. Remember, they're all using their own languages up there. So they have their own way of communicating to each other. And we're now going into the procedure room. And our doctor teams are greeting us, and they're going to be talking with us for as long as we need to talk with them about our different types of sessions. And the first room that we're going into is a room that's going to be releasing from us physical body pain. So if you have any concerns about pain in your body, could be anything, just request healing there. It could be an ear infection, put some pain there. It could be sore feet. It could be an aching shoulder, maybe a lower back pain. Maybe one of your nerves is causing you problems. Just request the healing right now. And we're going to bring in a divine energy down here. And this energy we're going to be bringing in for us to experience in our living room is going to be the energy of Saint Germain. He'll be the first one coming in. He helps me from the light ship to conduct these special sessions here. And I work with him side by side on the light ship with my counterpart of who I am up there. So here he comes now into your living room. And he'll be bringing to you his violet energy into your room. So here he comes. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, So just kind of sit back and request your healings. You can also ask Saint Germain in your heart center for guidance and maybe spiritual questions that you may have, and also healings. And I'll be back in about a minute. We'll go to a different room at that time. Now we'll go to another location on the light ship. And this location is where they're going to be working with the small of our back, working with our spine. Remember, we're up there physically, walking around, and they're doing the work that they can do on us. And we're out of time. So down here, it's a very short session. Up there, it could be any length of time that they want to create for us here. So they're going to be working with our tailbone, working their way up our spine, up through our neck. So if you have any concerns there, just request your healings. And we'll bring in another divine energy down here for us to experience. And we'll bring in the energy of Archangel Michael. So this is his first cause energy again, just like Saint Germain. This is his first creation energy. It'll be coming directly into your living room, blessing your space and yourself. So here he comes. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and again, request your healings, and just kind of sit back and relax right now, and I'll see you back in about a minute. Go into another location, and this location is where they're going to have the beautiful swimming pool, and the swimming pool is filled full of liquid light energy water, and it's liquid light energy. Water is silver and sparkles like diamonds. It's like looking at just a beautiful mirrored reflection, like a mirror ball in this water. It's very, very beautiful, and you can breathe perfectly fine underwater. So we're going into this water right now. The water does not touch your skin. And coming to us now are these beautiful light beams. And these are the dolphin light beams doing healings with us right now. And this light beam team, you can request your healings to. And I'll bring in the energy right now down here of the dolphins for us to experience. And here they come, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, request your healings now, and I'll see you back again in about a minute. Okay. I think we had a caller who called in. Are they still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
My name's David, and I just had... I missed part of the earlier when you were talking about going up on the creation light ship, and I was just wondering if you could go a little bit more on how you said time works different up there on the ship than it is down here or something. Is there, like, no such thing as time for them, or...?
Yes, that's a good question. So... thank you, David, for calling.
Thank you.
And so, yes, we're up on the ship right now, and we're out of time. So we're actually in their time frame. So naturally, because we're up there physically, they have to create time for us. Otherwise, you wouldn't exist. And so what they do is just stretch time out. It's really hard for me to say how long we're up there. I could just guess right now, and it could be, you know, two hours, 5 hours, but it varies. And so they're doing what they can do in their particular time for us. And we're in our own time sequence down here right now. And so our time is maybe a minute or so for healing. And they can do a lot of work on us up there. And they will not go against our own free will as far as how much healing we wish to have. And so there are people who will not accept or up there and will not want a complete healing. This seems strange to me, but this happens with some people. They say, well, yeah, I can deal with half of the pain, and with that, I'm perfectly fine, you know. It's better than having all the pain, and so they'll request that, and because the divine will not go past your own free will, then at that point, they'll only give you maybe half of the healing or release half of your pain, so... just kind of just sit back still and relax here. We're going to go into another location now. Hope this answered your question. So we're at a different time on the light ship than we are here. And we have to be in some type of time to exist. Otherwise, we would not exist at all. So we're going into another location. And this location is where they're going to be working with us in this beautiful crystal healing room. Like I said, everything on the ship are conscious beings, so there's over a million little small crystals there. It's like being inside of a big crystal geode. And these beautiful crystals, which are little spirits, will light up as you communicate with them through mental telepathy. They'll change colors. You can see vibrations coming off of their tips. And you're levitating now in this room, so you want to just request your healing. So it's up to you to request. And down here we're going to bring in another divine energy. We'll bring in the energy of Mary Magdalene. And then we'll bring in the energy of Jesus. And these are their first cause energy of creation. So here comes Mary Magdalene first. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And now I'll bring Jesus in. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And again, just sit back and kind of relax and request your healings. And I'll see you back in about a minute here. Okay, we'll go into one other room before we come back here. And this room is where we're going to be working with our lungs and our heart. So I'll request healing there if you would like healing with your heart and your lungs. And we'll bring down another divine energy here also. And this energy is going to be the energy of Metatron. So here he comes. Stronger, stronger, stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And again, just request your healings, and I'll see you back in about a minute. Okay, so we're going to be coming back now here, so we're going into the orientation room, and we're giving our doctors thanks for working with us now, these beautiful light beings to help us out, and our animals and pets are coming to us, and we have them now, and we're going into the next room, which is the transporter room, and they're giving to us a special cocoon of conscious healing energy. And this will be with us for the next 5 days. So you can request healing just by asking this cocoon energy. Just think of it in your thoughts. It'll be around you in your auric field. And it's a gift from the light ship so that you can have additional healing for the next 5 days just by requesting it. Remember, the light only works in the now, so you have to ask and ask and ask. So you want to ask more than one time if you don't have the results that you like. And you're putting now around you this beautiful white light energy. It's a white light tunnel. And you're now being transported this very second back here. And now you're here. So I hope that you all received your wonderful healing that you requested tonight. Remember, it could take a day or two sometimes for your body to integrate this energy. Some people have it happen instantly. And if you have any questions, this coming Tuesday, I'm doing a special conference call at 5:30 Pacific Standard Time. And I'll give you the phone number. It's 646-519-5800. 646-519-5800. And the PIN number is 5303-pound, 5303. And I do light ship healing sessions Monday and Fridays for $20. It's a one-hour ship healing like we have this evening. And if you're interested, I do many other types of healing. So do you have anything to add, Sylvia?
Well, I just want to say thank you for that wonderful healing session. It's always such a great pleasure to go to the ship. And I'm going to be back with you Wednesday, and I'm really excited about that because I'd like to continue talking about some of the things we talked about tonight. You were discussing the subject of judgment and how that affects us, and I think we're going to also discuss physical healing and DNA activation and how that relates to the ascension process and our health and our wellness and our healing. And we've had parents interested in how you work with children on the ship. And I know I've seen a young boy, 3 years old, heal after an emotional healing with you. So I think anyone out there who's listening that has children will definitely want to tune into that show.
Okay, so this is great. And if you'd like to connect with Sylvia, just connect on my website, and I also have a toll-free number, and it's 877-384-3257, 1-877-384-3257, and my email is very simple. It's healing@creationlightship.com, healing@creationlightship.com. And I want to thank Don for allowing us to go over tonight. We did a lot of healing with people tonight, and I just really appreciate this opportunity that he's allowing everyone on his internet radio station to facilitate what they're doing. It's just a wonderful thing that he's providing us. So anyway, we'll see you all later, and this is Ron from the Creation Lightship down here on Earth, and blessings to all of you, and hope to connect with you on Tuesday if you want to call in to ask questions, and if not, we'll see you on the program on Wednesday, and the light being on your monitor screen will be activated for the next half an hour, so you can also get more healing, so just ask her for healings, and she'll do this for you. So anyway, we're signing off now, and have a wonderful evening, and blessings to all of you.
Good night. Love and blessings to all.